Chapter 17 of the book of Yirmiyahu. The last two verses of chapter 16 are the beginning of the Haftorah that we read on Bechukaisai, Hashem Uzi Mauzi. So that was the last two verses of last chapter, last three verses, sorry. And now we move on and we continue in the chapter and in the Haftorah. Chatas Yehuda, the sin of Judah, the southern kingdom, is written as if in stone, not literal, again, a lot of imagery, with an iron pen, with a sharp point of a crystal stylus. Their sin is engraved on the tablet of their heart and on the horns of the idolatrous altars. That's verse number one. Like the remembrance of the children, so too are the memories of their altars. Just like they remember their children, they remember their altars and their sacred trees, which are used for idolatry by the flourishing trees on the lofty hills. Basically, just like a person contemplates their own kids, these people are obsessed about thinking about their idolatry. Mountains in the field, your wealth, all your treasures, I will deliver to your enemy as loot. Your shrines are soaked with sin throughout your borders. You'll be expelled because of your actions from your inheritance that I gave you. I will cause you to serve your enemies in a land that you don't know, a distant land. Why? For you ignited a fire in my nostrils in anger. It will burn for many years, maybe even forever. Obviously, it's not literally forever, but like it will feel like forever. Koyamar Hashem, so says God. Cursed is the man who trusts only in people and makes flesh and blood his only source of strength and whose heart strays from Hashem. Such a person will be like a solitary tree barely surviving in the flatlands of a desert, and he will not merit to see when good comes. Rather, he will inhabit the dry and parched places in the wilderness, in a salty land and its uninhabited abode. So pretty harsh statement. But however, on the flip side, verse 9, Baruch HaGever, verse 7, Baruch HaGever Sheiftach B'Hashem V'Yehi Hashem Meftach, it is a famous verse. Instead of someone who trusts on people, blesses the person who trusts in Hashem, and then Hashem will be his security. Such a person, V'Haya Ke'et Shasol Al-Mayim, he will be like a tree planted near water, unlike the previous tree that's in the middle of nowhere, which spread out its roots along a brook and does not see when heat comes, whose foliage is ever fresh. It will not worry in a year of drought and will not stop producing fruit. Akov Halev. The truth is, he says, the human heart is deceitful above all and it is sick, mortally ill. Who can know it? How can you trust a human being? It's impossible to know whose lives are built on transitory material pleasures and who relies on God. So how do we know who's good? Only Hashem knows. Ani Hashem chayker leiv b'ychen kloyos. I, Hashem, plumb the feelings and test the innermost thoughts to give to man according to his ways the fruit of his deeds. And now he uses another image, a parable, imagery, to explain the futility of human evil. He talks about a bird called a partridge. It's a kind of bird. I believe it incubates the eggs along with the females, the male bird, while the female sends partridge at times, the female sand partridge at times takes control of eggs laid by other female nesting nearby. So basically, since the bird is unable to incubate two sets of eggs properly, some of them fail to hatch. So he uses the imagery. He says, there's a partridge. He collects and tries to incubate eggs that it did not lay. While several of these birds share a nest, there's often a struggle within them. And since the wings are fairly short, it cannot protect and properly incubate the stolen eggs. So this is a metaphor for a dishonest person, someone who amasses wealth unjustly, Isa Isha Valeba Mishpat. In the middle of his days he will leave it, and at the end he will be reviled, disgraced, and wretched. Nobody will respect him. Conversely, on the other side, a throne of glory, which has been exalted from the beginning of times, is the place of our temple. Kisei Chavod Mor Merisha Mekayim Mikdashenu. The hope of Israel, Mikveh Yisrael, is Hashem. All who forsake you will be ashamed, and those who stray from me, the correct path, will be written in the bowels of the earth. Basically, they'll be forgotten. Because of their greed, they forsook the fount of flowing water, so said Hashem. And the final verse of the Haftarah, not the final verse of the chapter, Refa'eini Hashem ve'erafe, Hashieini ve'ivashaya, Kisi lasi ata. It's a personal prayer from Yirmiyahu. He says, heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are my praise. And continues in verse 15. Hine, behold, the people scorn me, and they say to me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. Let's see your prophecies fulfilled, right? You're talking about the future. Va'ani lo atzti, I did not hasten and push myself forward to be a shepherd and attempt to guide the people to follow after you, Hashem. In other words, I didn't ask for this. And furthermore, the harsh day of retribution and mortality, I don't want. This is like, in other words, I'm prophesizing something that I don't actually want to materialize. You know this. That which emerged from my lips was formulated according to your will before your presence. I didn't come up with this. Loitaveti, I didn't ask for this. So Hashem, do not be a cause of crisis or dismay for me. You are my refuge on the day of my hardship. Yevoishu roitfai, since I'm constantly being harassed, I ask of you, let my persecutors be shamed, but let me not be shamed. Let them be dismayed, let me not be dismayed. Bring upon them a day of misfortune, shatter them with a twofold ruin. Pretty harsh statements. As mentioned in the previous class, the chapters are not exactly split in the most sensible way. The chapters are split by a publisher many, many years after the Tanakh was written. So therefore, it's like a bit random where they get split. But anyways, this next part of the chapter is a totally separate idea, and this is the idea of the observation of Shabbos. So said Hashem to me, go stand in the main gate of Yerushalayim, which is called the gate of the children of the people, through which the kings of Yehuda enter and through which they exit. And also stand afterwards in all the gates of Yerushalayim. V'amarta lehem, and you should tell them, Shimu dvar Hashem, hear the word of God, Malchi Yehuda v'chol Yehuda, the kings of Yehuda and all the people of Yehuda, v'chol Yeshvei Yerushalayim and all the citizens of Yerushalayim, habayim basharim ba'ela, who walk through these gates. So said Hashem, He shamru b'nafshei seichem, be aware of your lives. V'al tisu ma'asa b'yem ha'shabbos, do not carry anything on Shabbos. It's one of the sources of carrying without an Eruv. And do not bring within it, do not bring things within the gates of Yerushalayim from outside. Do not take a burden out of your house on the Shabbos day, and do not perform any labor. You shall sanctify the Shabbos day as I commanded your fathers. But they didn't listen to me, and they did not incline their ear. They did not bend their ear to listen. They stiffened their neck, obviously stubbornness, so as not to hear and to not accept my chastisement. Vahaya, but it will be if you do listen to me, so says Hashem, and you do not bring a burden, in other words, you don't carry into the gates of the city on Shabbos, and you sanctify the Shabbos day not to perform any labor on it, so the reward will be that will come through the gates of the city, kings and princes, sitting on the throats of Yehuda, of David, and they will be riding in chariots and on horses, and that they and their princes, the men of Yehuda and all the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, and the city will be inhabited forever. In other words, you think Shabbos will kill your opportunities for profit, it will bring wealth to everybody. And if you observe the Shabbos, people will come from the cities of Yehuda, from the outskirts of Yerushalayim, and from the land of Benjamin. The land of Benjamin is right next to Yehuda. Those are the two tribes that survive in the south. And from the lowlands and from the highlands and from the south. And they will arrive bringing offerings, peace offerings, burnt offerings, meal offerings, frankincense. And they'll be bringing thanks offerings Todah to the house of Hashem. In other words, everything will be fantastic. V'im lo tishmu, but if you do not heed me to sanctify the Shabbos day and not to carry a burden and come through the gates of Yerushalayim, I will ignite the fire in its gates and it will consume all the palaces of Yerushalayim. It will not be extinguished. So ends chapter 17, 27 verses.